Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm sorry, I was digging into Exodus.
It's fascinating.
So, yes, good stuff. You know, you think you've read Exodus and you think you know it, and then all the little details come in when you have a good exegetical professor. Professor Egger.
I like having people who are a lot smarter than me in the studio. It's really fun.
Which that's a good segue into the next segment, too.
You're welcome.
That's good. People smarter than me. I don't know if that's saying much. The Reverend Dr. Joel Leyenbauer, Director of the LCMS Commission on Theology and Church Relations. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Leyenbauer.
You bet. And actually, there's another segue here because Exodus is rich in the doctrine of the royal priesthood, which we're about to talk about here. So, I mean, there's segues everywhere.
There we go. Today. It's like we planned it that way.
Yeah, which can't be possible, I'm sure.
Not if I have anything to do with it. CTCR has just published a new report, The Royal Priesthood, Identity and Mission. This has been you've been working on this for some time now. This goes back to, 2007? Is that right?
Boy, you did your homework, Andy. Amazing.
I try.
2007, a Synod resolution was adopted asking the CTCR to do this, and so that seems like a long time. You know, it's been over 10 years. Part of the reason I think it took us a while to do this is because it wasn't, I wouldn't say, you know, one of the bigger controversial issues, like, do we really believe in the royal priesthood or not, you know, kind of thing. And sometimes we tend to prioritize things that are, you know, causing some problems and divisions and debates within the Synod at the current time. And this one, we backburnered a little bit, but it actually kind of rose to the surface a little more recently because of some discussions and I would say debates that we have been having in our church about the relationship between church and ministry, the pastoral office and the laity. And so we pushed to get it done in order that it would be available to kind of be part of that whole conversation. And so the timing is good. It does sometimes take the CTCR a while to do things. You know, we're a big committee of a lot of people that has some turnover and big assignments that aren't, you know, to get 20 people on the same page about some of these things isn't always the easiest thing in the world. Believe it or not.
Wow,
if you've ever
no
been
way.
To a voters meeting or something,
oh,
you know,
man.
A council meeting. So, but I'm pleased with how this came out, and I really do hope it's helpful to people.
Speaking of bringing people together, we've discovered that food is useful at our voters' meetings.
Ah.
Just throwing that out there. But
we'll try that. Let me make a note.
Bring food and coffee.
Yeah.
Before we dig in a little bit more, what does the CTCR do? What is the role in the LCMS?
Yep. The CTCR basically exists to provide theological guidance to the Synod on issues as requested. We do have the freedom to put items on our agenda if we feel it's important, but we'd rather actually have the church, the Synod, tell us where it thinks it needs guidance, so we're not the small group deciding this is what you need to be talking about, church. And usually there's no problem with that. Every 3 years, as people know, I think there's a Synod convention. Issues surface at each of those conventions, and inevitably a number of those issues are given to the CTCR to take up. And we do our best to, you know, produce reports in a timely fashion that are also theologically correct, hopefully, that can give guidance to people on these issues. And we try to target our reports to a wide audience. They're for pastors, of course, church workers, but we also try to write them in a way that they're accessible to lay people and can be used in a congregational setting. In fact, we've been working a lot harder in the last decade or so to, whenever we do a report, to provide a Bible study along with it. And we actually, at our meeting that ended a couple of days ago, also approved a Bible study to go with this priesthood report. So that will be out within a matter of weeks and available on the website. So I'd really encourage people, if they're interested in this topic, not only to look at the report, but to look at the Bible study and to use it in a congregational setting.
Interesting. Yeah. That's awesome. So back to this document. what you mentioned, that the relationship between the ministry and office of the Holy Ministry and the church and the term priest, what is the confusion around what this term actually means?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's probably a long list. But
the elevator speech. Yeah.
I think what I'm going to answer that question by pointing back in a way to that 2007 resolution mm-hmm. that asked us to do this assignment, because most of the assignments that come to us, not surprisingly, from the Synod and Convention, come out of the floor committee that is labeled theology and church relations. You know, there are various floor committees that bring these resolutions to the Synod, and one of them is theology and church relations. That's where we get most of our assignments. But if you go back and actually look this up, in 2007, the floor committee that brought this assignment to us was the missions floor committee. Hmm. This came out of the missions arm of the Synod. In fact, we were asked to do this assignment in consultation with what was then the board for mission services, and now there's been a restructuring, so things are organized a little bit differently. But I think that in itself, and if you actually read the resolution, highlights one of the areas of confusion, which is the idea in some people's mind that the work of missions and evangelism is for professional church workers. You know, who's to do mission? Well, missionaries, obviously, pastors, professional church workers, and lay people are to, you know, support them in that and put money in the offering plates, you know, and say a few prayers, but not really on the front lines of mission. Well, that's just a bunch of baloney. Right. You know,
I didn't have the button to cancel out that.
Yeah. Word. but there's confusion about it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. On both sides. Sometimes pastors perpetuate that idea. You know, it's my job. You know, stay out of my territory. Sometimes lay people perpetuate that idea. I can't. You know, I can't share the gospel. I can't talk to people about Jesus. And one of the reasons the Synod asked us to do this report is really to highlight that connection between the, in fact, the subtitle of this report, The Royal Priesthood, Identity and Mission, is the name of the report. So there it is, that we need to know who we are as God's royal priests, and we need to know what we're to be about, not in a law way, not mm-hmm. you better go out, but in an empowering way, that God has called all people to do this. And if you look in the Old Testament, you know, you think of priests, you think of the priests and Levites, you know, mm-hmm. the official people, the Aaron. But if that's why I said mention Exodus, because before any of those churchly offices, even in the Old Testament, were established, God, you know, in Exodus, as he's giving his Ten Commandments, declares all of Israel to be his royal priests. So that's even in the Old Testament, that all of his people are priests. And by the time you get to the New Testament, where, of course, Christ is our true high priest, the word priest in the New Testament, people may be surprised to learn, is never, not once in the New Testament, is it associated with any kind of a special church office. It refers only to Christ and all Christians. That's pretty significant. So that Christ has called all people to the office of priest, and the three duties of a priest, according to Scripture, are to pray, to sacrifice or serve, and that happens in any vocation that you have, and also to proclaim God's word. And Luther wasn't afraid to use the words preach and teach, even in terms of talking about what lay people do. Preach it, brother. You know, I mean, we get a little nervous about using the word preach as a function of the lay person, because we're not saying that you go to church on Sunday morning and say, hey, pastor, you know, I got one this morning. You didn't, you know, sit down. I'll take care of that. No, but we are all to, quote unquote, preach God's word in our vocations in ways that God has asked us to do and empowered us to do.
We have just 1 minute left.
I know. There's so much rambled, didn't I?
So in some of my homework, I saw the word dichotomy or false dichotomies show up. And so you mentioned, you know, pastors, office of public ministry, I think comes up in this document as well. So if we're all given to be priests, even though we don't have the ephods, where does pastor fit in this picture?
Yeah, I think the best analogy is marriage, frankly, don't focus on the gender aspect, but it's something that God has called pastors and priests as laity to have a wonderful partnership together in doing it. You know, there's the office of pastor is divinely instituted. There's a purpose for it. Part of it is just for the sake of order. You can't have everybody get up and preach on Sunday morning. You can't have everybody administer the Lord's Supper and baptize. So an office is needed for that. But the pastor needs to work together with all God's people if this is going to happen the way it's intended to.
And understand what our duties are within those given vocations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we need two more hours. The Reverend Dr. Joel Leyenbauer, Director, LCMS Commission on Theology and Church Relations. Check out the new report, lcms.org/CTCR. Thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
My pleasure.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.